It is Wednesday, August 28th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning, and good day, everyone. We are so glad to have you on board with us here today. I think we've got a great show lined up for you here on this Wednesday. Coming up in just a few minutes, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will have a breakdown of the markets, and then Jim will hopefully answer that age-old question, how long is this heat going to last? He has a weather update a little bit later on in this half hour. Ron Hayes is on vacation this week, but he did leave us his ag perspectives and beef buzz for today. But I'll kick things off with a news update. And that's going to happen when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network. If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 Series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the
wheat. Farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
It's 7 minutes past the hour. Good day, everyone. Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Let's get you updated on the news. Nine groups are asking a federal court in Washington, D.C. for a preliminary injunction to stop USDA from enforcing its new country of origin labeling law Tuesday. The American Meat Institute was joined by two Canadian livestock producer groups, a Mexican livestock producer group, other domestic organizations, including the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the National Pork Producers Council, and the North American Meat Association. They were filing suit to block the implementation of the rule earlier this summer. The groups argue that the new labels required for meat and poultry sold at retail constitute compelled speech, which is only allowed under the U.S. Constitution when it serves a substantial government interest. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association, National Farmers Union, American Sheep Industry Association, and the Consumer Federation of America were permitted to intervene in the case to defend the rule. Four additional groups, including the California, just asked to intervene on USDA's side on Monday. According to an annual study on food service sales, pork has been the fastest growing protein within the food service industry over the past 2 years. Pork Checkoff Director of Food Service Marketing, Stephen Gierke, says this is significant news.
Pork sales and food service has increased quite a bit over the last 2 years, but more importantly, since the beginning of the recession that hit the food service market pretty hard in 2008, we have not only recovered what the food service industry lost, but we've outpaced the industry itself and the amount of pork that was being sold prior to the recession.
Pork sold through food service outlets reached a record 9.25 billion pounds this past year. Gierke says this growth is positive news for the pork industry.
Not only did pork really outpace the other proteins, competitive proteins in the food service industry during this period of time, but we actually grew faster than the entire food service segment as a whole. The restaurateurs are not cannibalizing other dishes. They're adding sales by adding pork.
The study, which is conducted by Technomic Incorporated, reinforces results released by USDA last week. As of July 31st, frozen pork supplies held in inventory were down 3.5% in June. That reduction reflects strong pork demand. USDA's Risk Management Agency has announced a new special provision statement to clarify acreage eligible for prevented planting in the Prairie Pothole National Priority Area. The statement refers to prevented planting in acreage that is physically available for planting regions of Iowa, Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota for the 2014 crop and succeeding crop years. Coming up on 10 minutes past the hour, Jim Appel, Justin Lewis will break down the markets, and Jim will have ag weather. That coming up in just a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
In today's FFA, members are encouraged to believe and to aim high. Former FFA member Courtney Calley set her sights high and has achieved a lot. A national FFA AgriScience Student of the Year. Since taking off her FFA jacket, a Truman Scholar, a Udall Scholar.
I want to grow like that.
Courtney says FFA is her competitive advantage.
FFA gives students these skills such as public speaking, leadership, service, things like that, that help them to grow up and to be wonderful, productive citizens in whatever path they choose to take.
You can grow like that.
The FFA is now more equipped than ever to prepare students for any field, any industry that they desire to be involved in.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us today is Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how are our futures markets doing today?
Equity futures are trading higher this afternoon. We have the September Dow Jones futures 68 higher at 14,825. Then we have September S&P futures up about 9.25 at 16,37.75. Contracts to purchase previously owned homes fell for the second straight month in July and the most over a year. It was down 1.3% in the pending home sales index, and that puts that index at 109.5. A number of 100 means the average activity in 2001. So we're still doing okay over the long term, but it was down this last month. Now, most of that is attributed to the higher mortgage rates we've been seeing. We actually have a highest rate since about 2011. And that's hurting us a little bit. And part of this stock market rally here is attributed to the energy sector. The energy sector is really doing well today as crude oil has rallied. If we look at the U.S. dollar index, it was up 31 points at 81.51. And then the bond futures, the 30-year bonds are down 24 points at 132.14. And that indicates higher interest rates again. Crude oil futures today are really strong here. We hit the highest level since May of 2011 on the overnight market, and that's based on the conflict in Syria and possibilities that it could escalate and threaten oil supplies across the entire Middle East. There's one banking institution that came out and said that the oil could possibly reach a short-term price of $150 a barrel if all Middle East shipments are disrupted. So it's not happening yet, but you know, that's only $40 away. October 2012 overnight hit 112.24, and that was up about $3. Unleaded gasoline and diesel are both higher. Unleaded gasoline is up about 4 cents. Heating oil, which is diesel, is up about 2.5 cents. Natural gas futures are down about 4 cents. Cattle futures today were up across the board. We have feeder cattle up anywhere from 10 to 90 cents higher. Really just a retracement from the last 3 or 4 days of sell-off. We're back above the 50-day moving average in the feeder cattle. And then live cattle are up anywhere from 30 to 40. We're looking for cash live cattle to trade about 123, 123 and a half again this week. Grain futures are mixed here. We have corn steady, beans just a little bit higher. We're about a penny lower in Chicago wheat and about 2 cents higher in Kansas City.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. Then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
12:15 as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Time to update you on the futures markets here today. We're going to start with cattle futures. October live cattle up 50, 127.22. December up 30 at 130.07. September feeder cattle up 77, 156.05. October's up 90 at 157.85. October hogs down 52, 86.05. December down 47, 83.10. We will check the grains in just a moment. Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower, the Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering, a $6,000 value for free, plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
On the grains today, September Kansas City wheat up 3.5, 7.10¾. December's up 3 at 7.14. September corn's up 1¾ at 5.01½. December's down 3¾ at 4.82½. September soybeans up 7¾, 14.21¾. November's up 1¼, now up 1½ at 13.72. Cotton futures today. October cotton down 6, 84.44. December down 16, 83.99. And October crude oil up 94 at 109.94. That's a look at your markets. I hope you're having a great day, everyone. Jim Appel joins us now, and he's got a look at that agricultural weather forecast.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel, taking a look at our weather for the next 7 days. It looks like we'll have a continuation of mostly hot and dry conditions. Looks like temperatures will be in the mid-90s today. They will increase throughout the weekend with triple digits possible Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before we see a cooling trend beginning to set in on Sunday. Lows will be in the lower 70s, and they'll drop into the upper 60s on Monday and Tuesday, perhaps. Looks like chances of rain will be in the 20% range on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Not a great chance there, but it could be the beginning of a trend. We'll talk about forecasting long-term trends as we continue our conversation with Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus right after this.
Heston knows hay. And if you're a professional producer, you know a great deal when you hear one. Like a chance to save $11,000 on the world's most productive windrower. The Heston WR Series at Livingston Machinery. Buy now and get AutoGuide 3000 GPS steering. A $6,000 value for free. Plus $5,000 off an upgrade package. That's $11,000 in savings. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview. And get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery. Proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
The winter canola industry is expanding rapidly, and it's almost impossible to keep up with the latest information. That's why producer Matt Gard of Fairview compiled the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog. It's an invaluable resource with the latest canola yield data from OSU, KSU, and the Oklahoma Oilseed Commission. The 2013 Winter Canola Catalog has write-ups about each variety and features articles from canola experts. Get your copy of the 2013 Winter Canola Catalog today at canolaofthegreatplains.com. Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. Joining us again today is Associate State Climatologist Gary McManus. Gary, we're all familiar with looking at short-term forecasts to know what the weather will be for the next 24 hours or so. Why is climatology important to us?
Well, what we focus on here would be more of the long-term type of weather events. So you know, we look at the past data, and that puts the current data into current, you know, better context. So we can say that, oh, it's been, you know, dry over the last 10 days. How does that compare to how it's been, you know, over the last 30 days, over the last 60 days? Are we back in drought? Is drought making a comeback across the state? So, you know, while we don't actually forecast, our type of function is very important because we could put those forecasts into proper perspective. And, you know, when you look at the previous periods in Oklahoma history, you can say, well, you know, being dry in the first or the last couple of weeks of August is not that unusual. So, again, that can be very important.
So if climatologists can put past events into context, what does that do for the future?
Well, we do have resources that look into the future. So, for instance, let's talk about the El Nino Southern Oscillation. If we have an El Nino coming up for the winter months, that can, of course, mean cooler and wetter conditions for the southern plains, including Oklahoma. If we have a La Nina, that could mean drier and warmer. That's what we've seen over the 2010-11, 2011-2012 season, which were, of course, disastrous in some cases. So we do have some products that actually look forward far enough that producers can use those. Now, the science, and when we look at seasonal-type forecasts, they're not as great as you would see in, like, a seven-day forecast, but they can give some clues to producers that they can use to maybe hedge their bets a little bit.
Thanks, Gary. We'll have more weather news right after this.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma, taking another look at our forecast. It looks like we'll have hot and dry conditions throughout the weekend. We'll have temperatures in the mid-90s today. They'll be in triple digits Thursday, Friday, and Saturday across much of western and central Oklahoma. Looks like we have a chance of rain perhaps on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Not much of a chance, though, at only 20% on each of those days. Dave Lanning will be back with more Midday Oklahoma right after this.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Wednesday. We'll look at some town hall meetings with Congressman Frank Lucas. We'll look at Septemberfest at the Governor's Mansion. And we'll look at a Beef Quality Summit class in Stillwater. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
If hay is your business, Livingston Machinery is the dealer for you. Because right now, when you buy a Heston 2900 Series round baler, you'll get an immediate $2,500 cash back right up front. Plus solid, high-quality bales, and more baling capacity than ever. That's a $2,500 cash rebate on the new 2900 series only from Heston. So be an early bird and visit Livingston Machinery in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview and get the best deal of the year. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers and OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Congressman Frank Lucas will hold a series of town hall meetings in Alfalfa, Garfield, Grant, Kay, and Noble County September 4th and 5th. All residents of these locations are invited to attend a meeting and express their opinions. Congressman Lucas will be discussing current events in Washington, taking questions about issues important to constituents of the 3rd Congressional District, and asking for opinions and input on legislation currently before Congress. He will be at the Northern Oklahoma College in Enid from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Wednesday, September the 4th. He will be at the Alfalfa County Farm Bureau from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. That will be in Cherokee. And he'll be in Medford, the Medford City Hall, at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. All three of those meetings are on September the 4th. On Thursday, September the 5th, Congressman Lucas will be at the Pioneer Technology Center in Ponca City from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. He'll be at the K Electric in the K Room and Blackwell at 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. And also on Wednesday, he will be at the Perry Municipal Building from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Fall is just around the corner, and with it comes one of the state's most exciting events, Septemberfest. Hosted by Governor Mary Fallon and First Gentleman Wade Christensen, the 17th Annual Septemberfest will be held on Saturday, September the 7th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Oklahoma Governor's Mansion and the Oklahoma Historical Society. Septemberfest is a celebration of the culture and history that make Oklahoma unique. This year's event will feature arts and crafts, the Oklahoma City Thunder Girls, a chalk artist, sports activities, inflatables, carriage rides, steer roping, live animals, and more. This year's attractions will also feature two live entertainment stages featuring performers like Kyle Dillingham and Oklahoma's youth ambassador, Michaela Joe. Tours of the Oklahoma Governor's Mansion will be offered throughout the day. Several agriculture groups and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture will have several exhibits and activities showcasing Oklahoma agriculture. Admission to Septemberfest is free. What is the second most tender cut of beef in the beef carcass? How is tenderness measured, and is aging really that important? In total dollars, what is the most valuable product produced from the beef carcass? What drives the basic economics of the cattle and beef industry? The Oklahoma Beef Council, in cooperation with the Robert M. Kerr Food and Agricultural Products Center at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater, will be conducting a beef checkoff-funded program that allows participants to see and feel firsthand the answers to the above questions and many more. The next Oklahoma Beef Quality Summit classes are scheduled for October 21st through the 23rd and October 23rd through the 25th. Due to the limited space for this program, those wishing to participate are encouraged to sign up today at www.fapc.okstate.edu/workshops/BQS.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at KISFutures.com.
That's it for your Wednesday Ag Calendar. If you have a calendar item for us, just drop us a line at ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for that calendar update. We do appreciate that. We're coming up on half past the hour now on Midday Oklahoma. News updates coming up when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
With the start of school and football season, many cattle producers are gearing up for weaning of their spring-born calves. This time last year, many producers already weaned due to drought, but what a difference a year makes. With ample amounts of moisture in eastern Oklahoma and timely rains in western Oklahoma, cattlemen have been able to keep calves on the cow longer. Also, with access to hay and pasture, as well as feed prices somewhat lower, producers who were not able to precondition calves prior to sale are finding it easier and cost-effective to do it this year. The Oklahoma Quality Beef Network is available to aid producers in making preconditioning decisions and capturing value of preconditioned calves when it becomes time to market. The Oklahoma Quality Beef Network is a program which began in 2001 and is a joint effort by the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. At its core, OQBN provides improved communication among producers of all segments of the beef industry and allows for increased education while providing tools to improve access to value-added programs. Well, Monsanto has developed a new program to show growers and retailers the real-life experience of using Roundup Ready to extend soybeans and also prepare them for innovations coming for soybean and cotton weed control. Adam Marshall is Monsanto's crop protection and weed management brand communication manager.
Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans is part of our Roundup Ready Extend crop system, which really contains both traits and chemistry. The Roundup Ready 2 Extend soybeans contains tolerance to dicamba and glyphosate. There's also a cotton component of that system as well, which is called Bolgar 2 Extend Flex Cotton. And that contains three modes of action, so dicamba, glyphosate, and glufosinate. It'll be the chemistry components of those as well, which will be a premix of dicamba and glyphosate to be branded Roundup Extend, and then also a straight goods formulation of dicamba to be branded Extendamax.
Marshall says through the Follow a Field initiative, growers and retailers will have the opportunity to follow three seed production growers in Missouri, Illinois, and Minnesota as they test Roundup Ready Extend crop system from burn down through harvest.
And really it gives us an opportunity to showcase the weed control performance that you're going to get from dicamba along with some of the application requirements as well. And really go through from burn down to mid-season and then at the end kind of tie it all up with what you'll see at harvest. So really to showcase that weed control performance from the Roundup Ready Extend crop system.
Follow a Field will visit each farmer four times during the growing season. That's an update on our Ag News. Ron Hayes joins us with his Ag Perspectives right after this.
Say you're a bovine intestinal worm, calmly spending your days in the gut of a calf. Then one day, your calf gets treated with Cydectin injectable. What now? You go through the five stages of loss and grief. First comes denial. You refuse to believe that an injectable dewormer can send you to that big calf belly in the sky in just over 24 hours. After all, Dectamax and Ivamec take 4 to 6 days before becoming fully effective. Next comes anger. You curse the name of Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. for making a dewormer that's so effective. Now comes bargaining. You make a promise that if the Cydectin were removed just this one time, you'll be a better worm the rest of your creepy little life. The next stage, depression. Sometimes all a worm needs at this point is a hug. Lastly comes acceptance. This phase is marked by withdrawal and calm. You grudgingly admit that if you were to come back as a cattleman in your next life, you'd definitely be talking to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim rep about Cydectin injectable.
Our Midday Oklahoma Ag Conversation once again today with Bruce Knight of Strategic Conservation Solutions. We're talking today about the partisan nature of farm policy debate this year. Bruce joins us once again in just a moment.
At Livingston Machinery, our goal is to provide you with the equipment and parts you need, as well as the service you've come to expect from us at Livingston Machinery. Our extensive product lines include everything a farmer, precision farmer, contractor, or even homeowner might need. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
Since 1893, W.B. Johnston Company has been serving farmers and ranchers. Today, Johnston Seed offers premium seeds for success, turf, forage, and native grasses, canola, grain sorghum, sunflowers, and more. Johnston Grain features 24 country elevators and knowledgeable pros to help grow your crop and market your grain. The Johnston bottom line, maximize your potential. W.B. Johnston Company, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email. When the House Republican leadership decided to go with 11 of the 12 titles of the Farm Bill on the floor last month, it raised the hackles of many Democrats regarding stripping out nutrition from the Farm Bill. A long line of Democrats stood up and raised their objections to this particular move. And Bruce Knight of Strategic Conservation Solutions says it was a demonstration of how partisan things are these days in D.C.
It was very unfortunate. This is the most partisan environment that I've witnessed, and this is my sixth farm bill to be working on. And I think part of it is we really didn't have the discussion and debate on food stamps and SNAP spending nutrition in the committee and in the committee process. And this is partially the fault of the food stamp lobby. And yes, there really is a food stamp lobby. There's a large number of folks that lobby for those programs, and they have been so resistant to reform and change that they successfully argued for no discussion on these things, and therefore some of that should appear in a cooler environment in the committee welled up on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Mr. Peterson, top Democrat, of course, on the House Ag Committee, indicating in just the last couple of days that, you know, he sees in a conference nutrition coming back in. A lot of people are saying that at this point. The nutrition will be folded back into a final conference report. But he's saying, you know, savings of maybe $6 to $8 billion is all that could be achieved within the conference. Is that going to fly in the House?
I don't try to predict what does or doesn't fly in the House of the U.S. House of Representatives. Even there, $4, $6, $8 billion. We are talking $1 billion with a B. That's significant, and it could represent the reforms it could bring together and move forward the Farm Bill process.
Commodity title. You alluded to the fact that we do have really a north-south war going on right now as far as philosophy on the commodity section of the bill.
That's correct. And for the folks that are involved in that skirmish, these are crucial, tough, big decisions. But if you back off just a little bit, you can see that probably 15 minutes in the conference should be able to resolve those challenges. These are not issues that need to prevent the closure of the Farm Bill. We've got to stop looking at the Farm Bill as a bucket of scarce resources that we got to fight for every last scrap, and look at it as, is this the enabling platform that allows us to have a productive agriculture in 2013, but also in 2020 and 2030 and 2040. And when you look at it that way, this stuff's small stuff that can get resolved real quickly.
Talking Farm Bill with Bruce Knight. I'm Ron Hayes.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com, the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And Crop Plan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September-October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your Crop Plan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Landing on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here at midday today. We're going to take a look at all your futures markets as well as your stockyards and your feedlots. Futures markets today, the cattle futures having a pretty good day today. Hog futures sliding to the south a little bit. They're lower for the most part today. And our grain futures are also having a lower day today, except for the wheat. Kansas City wheat having a pretty nice day. We're going to have a complete rundown of all your markets when we come back right after this.
Say you're a bovine intestinal worm, calmly spending your days in the gut of a calf. Then one day, your calf gets treated with Cydectin injectable. What now? You go through the five stages of loss and grief. First comes denial. You refuse to believe that an injectable dewormer can send you to that big calf belly in the sky in just over 24 hours. After all, Dectamax and Ivamec take 4 to 6 days before becoming fully effective. Next comes anger. You curse the name of Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. for making a dewormer that's so effective. Now comes bargaining. You make a promise that if the Cydectin were removed just this one time, you'll be a better worm the rest of your creepy little life. The next stage, depression. Sometimes all a worm needs at this point is a hug. Lastly comes acceptance. This phase is marked by withdrawal and calm. You grudgingly admit that if you were to come back as a cattleman in your next life, you'd definitely be talking to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim rep about Cydectin injectable.
No cash cattle trade to report here on Wednesday. Box beef is a mix at midday today. The choice up 65 cents, 196.74. Select down 47 cents, 185.17. Choice select spread 11.57 with 124 total loads. Oklahoma National Stockyards, 7,494 head this week. Feeder steers 1 to 3 lower. Feeder heifers steady to 2 lower. Demand moderate for feeder cattle. Steer and heifer calves sold with very good demand. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 183 to 215. 5 to 6 weights, 167 to 188.50. 6 to 7 weights, 152.50 to 168.50. 7 to 8 weights, 145.50 to 158.50. 8 to 9 weights, 143.50 to 154, and 9 to 1,000 pounds, 139 to 145.50. Union Livestock Market in McAllister, 1,800 head. Steer calves under 600 pounds, 8 to 12 lower. Over 600 pounds, steady to $3 lower. Heifers sold 6 to 12 lower. Slaughter bulls sold $2 lower in a live test. Feeder steers medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 160 to 184. 5 to 6 weights, 146 to 168. 6 to 7 weights, 145 to 155, 7 to 8 weights, 138 to 150, and 8 to 9 weights, 144 to 145.50. Tulsa Stockyards, 2036 head, steers under 600 pounds steady, 500 to 600 pounds, 5 to 10 higher, over 600 pounds, 1 to 4 lower. Heifers under 550 pounds, 2 to 3 higher, over 550 pounds, steady to 2 lower. Slaughter cows, steady to 2 higher, and slaughter bulls, steady to 2 higher. Feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, 176.50 to 198, 5 to 6 weights, 151 to 180, 6 to 7 weights, 148 to 155, and 7 to 8 weights, 139 to 150. We'll take a timeout. We'll check the grains and the other futures in just a moment.
Underwater hockey. You like trying new things.
Electric cars.
And McDonald's is bringing you new things like never before. Like freshly grilled egg whites on an Egg White Delight McMuffin, the new limited time quarter pounder BLT, fresh veggies in the premium McWrap, or a McCafe blueberry pomegranate smoothie at participating restaurants. Now more than ever, there's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. And you could be an RF. Visit imlovinit.com.
Our talent search won't last forever. More info and governing terms at imlovinit.com. U.S. residents, age of majority only. Void where prohibited.
What's that? That's the sound of running out of your icy cold dollar Coca-Cola from McDonald's. That's also the sound of puppies crying, of sweet violin strings breaking, of a tiny baby bunny shedding a single tear. Okay, you couldn't hear it, but it was still sad. But buck up, my friend. Any size Coca-Cola, soft drink, or sweet tea is still just a dollar at McDonald's. So there's more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
Cattle futures today, October live cattle up 47, 127.20. December up 35 at 130.12. September feeder cattle up 82 at 156.10. October's up 72 at 157.67. October hogs down 45, 86.12. December down 40 at 83.15. On the grain trade today, Kansas City wheat, September up 4, 7.11 and a quarter. December's up 3 and a half at 7.14 and a half. September wheat, Chicago's up up a quarter of a penny, 6.51. December's down a half cent at 6.63 and a quarter. September corn's up 1.5 at 5.01 and a quarter. December's down 4 cents at 4.82. September soybeans up 9.5 at 14.23 and a half. November is up 1.75 at 13.72 and a quarter. And the January's up 3.25 at 13.68 and three quarters. Cotton futures today, October cotton down 12, 84.38. December's down 24 points at 83.91. March down 34 at 83.02. On the energy complex, October crude oil up 102 at 110.03. November's up 99 at 109.28. September natural gas down 2 at 3.50. October's down 4 at 3.53 per million BTU. Dave Lanning on the radio, Oklahoma.
Do you ever write what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local dairy farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Photon TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, Heather Buckmaster, today talking about reaching the millennials. We're back on that in just a moment.
Say you're a bovine intestinal worm, calmly spending your days in the gut of a calf. Then one day, your calf gets treated with Cydectin injectable. What now? You go through the five stages of loss and grief. First comes denial. You refuse to believe that an injectable dewormer can send you to that big calf belly in the sky in just over 24 hours. After all, Dectamax and Ivamec take 4 to 6 days before becoming fully effective. Next comes anger. You curse the name of Boehringer Ingelheim Vetmedica Inc. for making a dewormer that's so effective. Now comes bargaining. You make a promise that if the Cydectin were removed just this one time, you'll be a better worm the rest of your creepy little life. The next stage, depression. Sometimes all a worm needs at this point is a hug. Lastly comes acceptance. This phase is marked by withdrawal and calm. You grudgingly admit that if you were to come back as a cattleman in your next life, you'd definitely be talking to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim rep about Cydectin injectable.
It's all about reaching out, promoting your product to the millennials. In the case of the Dollar Head Beef Checkoff, it's a new way of reaching out, different than when we started the Beef Checkoff back in the late 1980s, most certainly. Heather Buckmaster of the Oklahoma Beef Council says it's important, though, that we reach this huge generation.
Absolutely. The millennials is that generation, that group of consumers that were born between 1980 and 2000, and they are a major priority for the Beef Checkoff. They represent one-fourth of the U.S. population, one-third of the adults. They're the consumers of tomorrow, and they're influencing the consumers of tomorrow. And so we've conducted a significant amount of research focusing on the millennials and helping to understand them so that we can grow beef demand.
What are they interested in? You know, what's the challenges of really breaking through and communicating with them?
Well, first of all, millennials are really, in general, unsure about cooking beef, unsure about purchasing beef. While they do understand the body benefits of beef from helping to build muscle and maintain energy, they really don't know how beef fits into a healthy lifestyle. They're unsure about the portion sizes, how many servings. And so we see a huge opportunity to educate them, and in that sense, educate their children as well.
And Heather reminds us that the millennials are mostly an online generation.
So first of all, we have our mainstay, our website. It's new and enhanced in the last couple of months at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. It's really geared around beef recipes are first and foremost on the website. I think my favorite tool for millennials is an interactive meat case so that they can kind of scan it. It looks like the meat case they see in their grocery store, but they can scan over the different cuts of beef. They may not know, but then it'll pop up and tell them more about that beef cut and tell them how to cook it, how to prepare it. And so that's one of the things that's a mainstay of our program. But we also have a Facebook page at for Beef is What's for Dinner. We have more than 720,000 fans on the Facebook page. And they're not only just kind of liking it, they're also engaging with each other. They're leaving their favorite recipes. They're posting helpful tips to other visitors. We also have Twitter at hashtag It's For Dinner, where we're able to push out recipes and cooking tips. And then finally, my favorite is the Land of Lean Beef Cooking Channel on YouTube, which has a multitude of cooking videos that really shows them step-by-step how to prepare beef with different applications.
A high priority for beef checkoff leaders, reaching the millennials. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
We're quickly winding down Midday Oklahoma. Final comments are coming up in just a few moments.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases. Join the team of farmers at OSU wheat researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odle and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Thanks for joining us on Midday Oklahoma today. Stepping up to the soapbox, I'm Jim Apel for the vacationing Ron Hayes. It's always gratifying to discover a business that gets it right. So it is with Reeser's Foods, based in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Reeser's was founded in 1963 by Larry Reeser with one fundamental idea. Sell the customers items they want to buy, not what the store wants to sell them. Fast forward to 2013. The company now operates 17 full-line stores plus two convenience stores in northeastern Oklahoma. It is now owned by its nearly 3,000 employees. One of the things Reeser's hears from its customers is that they want to know more about where their food comes from. So, current CEO Jeff Reeser partnered with folks from Certified Angus Beef and Sam Buford of Buford Ranches in Welch, Oklahoma, to make it happen. The grocery chain regularly sends employees to the ranch so they can learn where the beef they sell in their stores comes from. They learn directly from the people who raise the cattle. They learn how the cattle are cared for and what they are fed. Reeser's associates follow the product all the way through the processing, into the back door of the store, through the butcher department, and into the meat counter, and out the front door with the consumer. It's a win-win-win proposition. The consumer gets a high-quality product that he or she has a sense of understanding and ownership of. Satisfied consumers buy more products, benefiting the retailer, and the beef producer sells more cattle through a trusted and valuable retail partner. What could be better than that? Other than more agricultural producers, taking the example provided by Reeser's, Buford Ranches, and Certified Angus Beef to find ways to connect the consumer directly with the source of their food.
All right, Jim, thanks so much. We certainly do appreciate it. And that'll do it for us on this edition of Midday Oklahoma. So glad you could be a part of our program here today. Coming up tomorrow, a lot more news and entertainment for you. Again, Jim's going to have that big weather update for you. He'll have those markets for you as well. I'll have futures for you as well as a news update. And Ron will have a couple of his beef programs for you as well. For Ron Hayes, Jim Apel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us again tomorrow at 12:05 for Midday Oklahoma, right here on the radio, Oklahoma Network.